The luck of the draw determined the matchups for many of Petersburg's wrestlers at the start of the state tournament last Friday, and Petersburg coach Rob Schwartz says the Vikings had horrible draws. He says some top wrestlers were not seated where they should have been from the start, and many were randomly pitted against the top-seeded wrestlers in the tournament over and over again. The Vikings are Southeast champions, and they wrestled hard, but Short says on Friday everything seemed to go wrong with a few wins and more tough losses.
So we came out of Friday in about 9th or 10th place, which was absolutely ridiculous for the Viking wrestling team because we've had a pretty successful season. And those what bothered me the most is not only the poor draws, but that we didn't wrestle as well as we could. And they knew it. It was not a good day.
Short says it was a pretty quiet van ride back to the hotel that night, but they talked about what went wrong, and they came back Saturday determined to pull themselves up in the rankings.
We went over in the corner, and I said, well, it's like the Sioux said, you can take an arrow in the forehead, but don't ever take one in the back. I said, you guys got to decide what you want to do. If you want to man up and wrestle like you can, this is the day to do it. And they came through huge. Like no team I've ever seen. As a team, they wrestled out of their gourd on Saturday.
The team had pin after pin Saturday, from Tom Schwartz at 103 pounds, who had two pins to finish in the top eight, to James Valentine, who took sixth place with three wins, to heavyweight Billy Craig, who battled food poisoning to take fourth place with four pins.
He ended up gutting up and just literally, because he was having some pretty tough gut problems, pinning his way back through. And we ended up with eight wrestlers placing in the state tournament, which is more than we've ever had. We scored higher than we have in 10 years, and they just had an unbelievable comeback.
Other Vikings who placed in the top six included Brett Lopez in fifth place, Tim Erickson in fourth, Caddy Egan in third, Bryce Phillips in sixth place, Jay Weaver in sixth, and Bobby Egan, who's a state champion at 152 pounds with four wins and zero losses. Short says Egan was seeded fifth and had to fight hard for the state title.
He ends up going against an outstanding wrestler who is the fourth seed, Dylan Beck from Seward, and he beats him 12-6. Then he has to go in the semifinals with a returning state champ Marvin McDonald, and Bobby, he just got gritty and he beats McDonald 6-5 in a battle, gets into the finals and ends up winning 2-1.
Schwartz was also impressed with the improvement and determination of all the Vikings at state, including those who didn't place or win matches, but still fought hard and didn't back down from fierce competition. He says it was incredibly rewarding to see the Vikings come back strong to finish in fifth place overall.
It's unfortunate things didn't go our way Friday, but we gained a tremendous amount of respect on Saturday just because of the conviction and the courage those guys wrestled with. Not only to win their matches, but to do it by pin in order to score those extra points. So I was pleased with their performance on Saturday, and I told them, I said, it's more reflective of life. You don't always get the best draws in life, and sometimes you just have to roll up your sleeves, get a little gritty, and get after it, and they did.
And it was an incredibly close competition in the end. The first place team, Anchorage Christian, won with 166.5 points. That was just 17.5 points above fifth place winners Petersburg. A total of 38 schools took part in the tourney. Petersburg will lose three seniors to graduation this spring, but there are a lot of younger Vikings, several of whom placed at the state tournament, and Schwartz is planning some off-season training opportunities for next year's returning wrestlers. Schwartz received two coaching honors from his peers at state this year, including Coach of the Year and induction into the Alaska Wrestling Hall of Fame. We'll have more on that story later this week on Local News. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.